Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Golden Hour with me, Gaia. Okay, so even this is something new for me. I've never actually spoken about movies on my podcast so far, but this particular movie moved me so deeply. I felt like I'm almost compelled to share about it. You know, sometimes you watch a movie and the story really just sticks with you. I felt like I just have to put this into words, so here I am. So the movie that I'm going to be talking about is Amaran. So I watched it sometime last week, and since then, I feel like I've been carrying around this weight. Like, it's a very bittersweet, almost heavy feeling that settled in me. And I've had this feeling in me ever since I left the movie theater. Okay, the thing here is, I knew what plot I was walking into. Like, I've watched interviews, read about it, watched snippets, even watched the pilot episode where the real-life Indu is there and the cast is all there. But despite all of that, I found myself crying uncontrollably watching this movie. I am an emotional person. I do cry easily watching a movie. But it's been a while since a movie stirred me up this much. There was really just something different about this one. There were like a few lines in this movie that really got to me. One of it was when she says that, Indu, the character, says that she's always in a long-distance relationship with her love, Mukund Varadarajan. This man is just not just any hero. This man was like an actual national hero. Like, the realization of it struck me so deeply, because to think that this kind of boundless, unconditional love actually exists in this world that we all live in, like, it was very, very heartwarming. And there was this like string of lines that she says in the movie that really just speaks to the nature of love itself. She says that in every relationship, there's someone who just loves a little more, and that person, they end up being the one that gets hurt the most. But they're also that person that ends up, you know, holding things together, saving a relationship time and again. And I felt like there was so much of a poignant truth in that statement, you know. And in that moment, like, the way she handled her grief, the way she held herself together, she honestly is the real-life superhero to me. Indu Rebecca Varghese, her embodiment of love and resilience is something, I think, remarkable, honestly. If I ever had like the chance to meet this lady in real life, I think I would just want to give her a hug, because I understand in my own way, like, how I interpreted it personally is that I've always been a giver. It's just who I am. And I know what it is like to be made fun out of it, you know, to be told that you're naive, you're soft, whatever. But seeing that kind of love on screen, and to know that this actually exists, felt comforting. Like, I could feel her love as if it was my own. And it stirred in me like this very quiet longing that I've always had, maybe. I think deep down, don't we all, you know, crave for love that selfless and that profound? I think that's what kind of got me really stirred up. And that ending to that movie, if you watch the movie, you would know that when the credits are rolling, there will be like a reference to a Facebook post that she wrote, and it was so hauntingly poetic. Like, I really didn't have it in myself to sit there and not cry. Even now, when I hear the song, this particular song from this movie, it's called Vennilavu Saralini, my eyes tear up almost instantly. Like, I watch like TikToks of it, it just appears on my FYP, and it really just tears me up, because there was so much of emotions in that lines, you know. And I think apart from the fact that this movie was about a real life person, this movie resonated with me in many ways, because I've been a fan of Shiva Karthikeyan ever since he was a host. Growing up, I've always been a Thalaivar fan, hardcore Thalaivar fan. I think after Thalaivar, there was one hero that I was almost very obsessed with. I think it would be Shiva Karthikeyan. I think my secondary school friends, if any of you are listening, y'all would know that. Y'all would know lah, basically. no, session was real. But back then, even then, I remember people telling me that, oh, this is just a phase. Why are you paying money to go watch his movies in the theater? Like, he's going to fade away. He's just here for, like, not long. But at that moment, sitting in that theater watching that movie, this is 12 years, almost 12 years-ish later. This man is pouring his heart and soul into roles like this. And I don't know what more is evidence to say that this man is here to stay. And his journey on screen is really just an example of relentless hard work. And he is honestly a very, very big beacon of hope for so many creatives out there. Like, this movie was easily his career's best, in my opinion. Okay, I really didn't want to make this sound like a movie review or anything, but I really just wanted to put my thoughts out there somewhere because it was very heavy. Like, I was feeling very heavy. And at parts, even when recording this, I had to, like, redo parts of it because I was getting emotional. But I think as we wrap up this little snippet of episode of whatever I choose to calling it today, but I just want to leave you guys with this bit. Like, these were like the exact thoughts that I had when I left the movie theater, and then like I just took out my notes app to just pen some words down because that's just how I process my emotions. Real love, the kind that just gives without question, the kind that just stands the test of time, this exists as we live and breathe in this world, and it's worth waiting for. Maybe it comes to us in different ways, but if we stay open to that concept, maybe we'll find it one day too, or maybe we'll be the ones to give it to others. Thanks for listening to this mini snippet, guys. If you made it till the end, I really appreciate it, and I just want to say thank you so much. I hope if you resonated with it, great. If you didn't, I'll be really happy to hear your comments about the movie. But yes, thank you for hearing me out. And do let me know if I should do more of these, because this was really just an experiment and I just needed a space to put my thoughts out there. So yes, I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you all soon in another episode.